Today. And my scripture reading is in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and starting at the 10th verse. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this word, on this message, Lord. And let it teach us the things that you would have for us to learn and to know today. And let it be meaningful, that it becomes a part of our life. And Heavenly Father, let us be able to relay this word to others as they would ask us of any of these truths that we read within your word. And Heavenly Father, bless the remainder of these thoughts of this message, and let it be heard and helped as you would have. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And the title of my message to you today is All Scripture. And I think we know what exactly that encompasses. Anything that we consider the Word of God. And I would say this whole book that I'm holding in my hands is all Scripture. That is what it's been for our lifetime. And it's important that we know that what we study, what we believe is God's Word, is all of the Scripture, all of the Word that He would have for us to believe, to study, to contemplate on, to try to glean for sure the bottom line truth of what His Word is bringing to us. And my key verse that I would like to read again is that 16th verse of 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Isn't that interesting? That it does all those things, and it is for all of those things. And that it is to train us in righteousness. What is righteousness? What is it to you when you hear that word righteousness? Well, to me it means righteous living. Living according to the truths that is in all Scripture. And it's important that we get from these verses that all Scripture is inspired by God. It was given to various men and women at various points in time. But this verse lets us know that all Scripture, for all times, is inspired by God. And what is it for? It's profitable. It's profitable for teaching, instruction, teaching, instruction. Yeshua, the greatest of teachers, referred to by some as rabbi or teacher. But all Scripture. Did Yeshua ever use Scripture in his walking and talking and being with other humans on this earth at his particular time? Did he use Scripture in teaching them, in trying to enhance their understanding? Well, yes, he did. And what Scripture did he have? What was the Scripture that he used and that he gave? Well, at that time, my understanding is that it would not have included what we consider now as the New Testament. And of course, naturally, I'm speaking of the New Testament that's part of this book that I'm holding in my hand. His Scripture would have been what they had at his time on this earth. And that's what he gave to the people, for them to understand, for them to take as the truths that would lead and guide them in their lives. So all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof. I reckon we could get into being judgmental there. Seem like it's possible if the Scripture was to be used in regard to correction, for reproof. The very next word for protect, for correction, and then for training in righteousness. For sure, the inspired Word of God needs to be given and needs to be brought into the heart and mind so that the right understanding is derived from it. Where do we cross the line between being judgmental and using the Scripture for reproof? I'd say at the very least, you might agree that that can be a delicate line. A line that maybe should be approached with all delicateness. Fine line. But these words, I don't know about you, but I believe every word of all Scripture and the inspired Word of God. And this Scripture says all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. within this book that I'm holding in my hand, within all of this book is the things we need to know and understand in order to live a righteous life. Right living. Living that would be acceptable to the Father God, to Yahweh. It's also something within these verses that the Apostle Paul wrote to who he calls his beloved son. I'm sure that that is speaking of spiritually his beloved son Timothy. But he's wanting Timothy to know of these things and remind Timothy of these things. And he's saying to Timothy, you know, think about these things again. Stir up the truths that you have heard from me. Words from my mouth. And from the inspired word of God. Remember them. Bring them up afresh in your mind and in your heart. Stir up the gift that is in you. And to me, that is saying, don't let the Word of God lie dormant in your heart and in your mind, but let it be alive and let it be teaching you. Constantly bringing the Holy Spirit, bringing back to your remembrance the things that you have heard me express and you've read in the Scripture. You know, one of the verses in Timothy, Paul reminds Timothy of the faith that was of his grandmother. And he reminds Timothy of that faith. Of a family member. And that faith also being in his mother. And then he ends up saying, and I have trust that that faith also is in you. So Timothy, Paul looks upon Timothy as you almost could say an adopted son, particularly one in the Lord. And he's wanting Timothy to not forget the good things, not forget the truths, not forget the things that he have heard, but review them in his heart and in his mind. Go back to Scriptures and let them be renewed again. In verse 11, well, let's look at verse 10. Paul is telling Timothy, now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me. And he gives the three places, Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And so it's no question that Paul suffered many things as he went to establish the churches that he did and to bring them up in the truth and in the total inspired Word of God. Now, after saying how Timothy has followed certain things, he ends up saying persecutions and sufferings, such as happened to me at the three places, what persecutions I endured, and I like the way this verse is summed up. Verse 11, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me. The Lord can rescue us no matter what highs we're on, no matter what lows we're in, no matter where we're on the mountaintop or in the valley. The Lord has the answers for any of the things that we are confronted with. And just as the Paul, the Lord will rescue us out of them all. And look at verse 12. And Paul is sort of summing up, and he says, indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. All will be persecuted. But the Lord will rescue us all out of them all. Persecutions cannot hold us down, not as we have faith in Yahweh and Yeshua. God is there for us always. He goes through everything that He brings to us. He goes through us in them. God will be with us in the highest mountains that we visit. And He also will be with us in the very deepest, lowest valleys that we are in, being with us there. Also, I'd like for you to also look at one other place. Down in verse 16, we read that all Scripture is inspired by God. All, leaves out none. He would deliver us from every persecution that is brought to us. He will deliver us from those. He will be with us in those. And we could depend on His Word to lead us and guide us and be with us in all things, just as His promise is that His Holy Spirit, as we call on Him to receive it, His Holy Spirit will come to us and it will live in us and be with us and will lead us and guide us, bring remembrance of the truths back to us, and it will be to us the greatest of comforters that we could have as we go through this life. In verse 17, so that the man of God, or woman of God, so that the family member of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. With God, with His Holy Spirit within you, with your understanding of all the inspired Word of God and the truths within it, you have everything you need. You have the Father. He will always be with you through everything that you face in this life. If you will, would you stand with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed day, and we thank you for each one that's here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message today and for the thoughts that you bring to us. Heavenly Father, let each of us, as we go our way, be reminded of these truths that you have within this message today. And let this truth and this message work through us to help others and to reach others for you. And in all these things, through Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. Oh, the blessing? Okay. Thank you. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen and amen.